Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. Chris Gard delivered an emotional message after yesterday's court hearing and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, one of the Sons of Thunder. Presidential adviser Jared Kushner defended himself in a public statement, and tensions are running dangerously high at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. Yesterday, it was announced that Chris Gard and Connie Yates made the decision to discontinue their legal battle to access an experimental therapy for their son Charlie, who has been suffering from severe mitochondrial depletion syndrome. The Associated Press covered Chris Gard's emotional statement yesterday after their court hearing.
We will have to live with the what-ifs which will haunt us for the rest of our lives. Despite the way that our beautiful son has been spoken about sometimes as if he is not worthy of a chance at life, our son is an absolute warrior and we could not be prouder of him and we will miss him terribly.
God bless them. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. James the Greater. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
James was the son of Zebedee and Salome, and the brother of St. John the Beloved. The brothers were out repairing their nets one day with their father when Jesus called them to be his disciples. They followed without delay and earned the name Sons of Thunder. James was one of the three witnesses of the Transfiguration. After Jesus' ascension, James evangelized peoples across Israel, the Roman Empire, and spent 40 years converting the people of Spain. The first apostle to die, James was martyred by decapitation in the year 44 by order of King Herod when he returned to Jerusalem. His remains were taken to Compostela, Spain. St. James, pray for us. NPR reports that Jared Kushner issued a statement yesterday before a closed-door meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee, denying that he had any collusion with Russia during then-candidate Trump's campaign, and also denying any awareness of anybody else in collusion with Russia.
I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign. And that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him.
Today, Mr. Kushner meets with the House Intelligence Committee. Reuters reports that United Nations Middle East envoy Nikolai Mladenov issued a warning to Jerusalem that a solution needed to be found to the conflict surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque before the arrival of Friday prayers, lest the conflict escalate even further. Tensions rose when, in response to a July 14th shooting, which claimed the lives of two Israeli police guards, Israel installed metal detectors at the mosque. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest site in the Islamic faith. Since the metal detectors went up, some have refused to go through them, holding their prayers outside in the street and protesting violently. The Associated Press reports that Israel responded to this call early today by removing the metal detectors and replacing them with smart check technologies, such as cameras which can display hidden objects on a person. In this Celestial Musings, Alatia reports that a Catholic charity named Œuvre d'Orient, whose mission is to help persecuted Christians, is sending 15 statues of the Blessed Virgin Mary to the Middle East to replace statues which were destroyed by ISIS. The statues are traveling from Lourdes to Ankawa, which is near Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan. The population there is largely Catholic. The statues will be processed through the town by Chaldean and Syriac Catholics, blessed, and sent to their new parishes. Œuvre d'Orient says the processions are a testament to Jeremiah 31:17. And here is hope for thy last end, saith the Lord, and the children shall return to their own borders. Indeed. Let us all say a prayer of thanksgiving for this marvelous work. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.